Yes, it's about content and backlinks and UX. But in between these, there are many nuances to SEO. And these nuances bring with them a host of questions. If you're not working with the top digital marketing firms in Kolkata and have opted for the DIY for your site SEO, there are a host of questions you may have. And the answers to these questions can define your SEO strategy and thereby your organic success. Here are 5 SEO-related questions that you should have answers to when creating your SEO strategy in 2022, should you care about keyword density. Keyword density is the percentage of times you use a specific keyword in a specific body of text. Your keyword density should be high enough that it naturally appears in every piece of content on your site, but not so high that Google penalizes your site for keyword stuffing. An easy way to find this balance is to make sure each page on your site has between 1% and 2% keyword density. In general, Google looks for keywords at the beginning of sentences and at least once every 60 words. If you use too many variations of a word or phrase, it can look unnatural and possibly even trigger a penalty. You should also avoid stuffing keywords into anchor text, because this can hurt your rankings and drive people away from your website. How fast should your website be? The longer a website takes to load, the more likely it is that visitors will abandon it and move on to another website. A slow-loading website can also cost you money, as you may lose potential customers who are impatient and leave before making a purchase. A 2015 study conducted by Google found that 53% of people will stop visiting a site if it takes more than 3 seconds to load. It's important for your customer experience as well as your bottom line that your website loads quickly. The web browsing experience should be smooth, intuitive, and provide an optimal user experience. In general, it's best to aim for a loading time between 2 and 5 seconds. The faster it loads, the better. If you need help in improving your site's loading speed, consult an agency that offers digital marketing services in Kolkata. Tap on their web development capabilities to boost up the speed of your site. How many blog posts to publish for better ranking on SERP? A good rule of thumb, you should blog as much as possible without sacrificing quality. If you do this consistently, you will build a loyal following of readers who will trust you as an expert in your niche. They'll be eager to read everything you publish and share it with their own network of contacts. Your goal should be to write great content on a regular basis and build an audience that trusts in your expertise and willingness to share valuable insights with them. If you're just getting started with your blog, it's best to start with 2 to 3 posts a week. Split this evenly between days of the week: Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. You can always increase your frequency later once you have some momentum going. Publishing content regularly and in large volume can significantly improve your search ranking in the short run, provided your site checks all the other SEO boxes as well.